This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. When a major publisher taps you on the shoulder, that's a big step for an author. When a school district adopts your books as recommended reading, well, that's big too. But when kids start asking for your books by name, well, let's put it this way. Javier Garza is onto something. Mr. Garza is a school teacher, an artist, and as more and more middle schoolers know, the guy behind a popular series of books based on Lucha Libre, the part sport, part art form that is Mexican wrestling. And his latest is just hitting bookshelves. It's called Maximilian and the Lucha Libre Club. He joins us now. Where did this idea come from to use Lucha Libre as a kind of a platform for what's become now an entire series?
Well, as a kid, I grew up with Lucha Libre. The first time I ever even heard of Lucha Libre was when my dad took me to the H&H Drive-In, and we saw a double feature, which was a Godzilla movie and also a Lucha Libre movie, which called Santo versus the Mummies of Guanajuato. And so, you know, it kind of, the whole idea of the superhero in a mask, because that's really what it is to me. Uh-huh. It's like they wear the masks, the capes, the tights. They literally look like superheroes and supervillains come to life. And they have bigger than life storylines in their movies, and then when they're wrestling in the ring, and what's cool is that, you know, they cease to be, say, Rodolfo Huerta or Alejandro Muñiz. They become the living embodiment of an ancient legend or a cultural stereotype or some wild beast. And after it's all said and done, they go to the dressing room, take off the mask, change into street clothes, and walk out, and you would not know that it's them. So they have that secret identity.
You know, the whole Lucha Libre mystique is so powerful in Mexico, and it seems, I think, in the States, it's often seemed so, exotic. And yet, in a way, looking at your art for the first time, I kind of got it. I mean, I kind of felt like I tapped into that appeal somehow, whereas in the past it almost looked really frightening. Especially the artwork from the 50s and 60s, you know, the some of the poster art, really pretty scary stuff.
Lucha Libre in Mexico, I've always people could say it's a bit of a romanticized view, but I've always said, to me, it's like a poor man's theater. Because when you think about it, you have antagonists and you have protagonists. They're casting leading and supporting roles. When kids go to the shows, they put on the masks. And in Mexico, unlike the U.S., kids actually get to play in the ring before the matches start.
I didn't know that.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, wow. What's funny was our producer for this particular segment had the book on her desk, Maximilian and the Lucha Libre Club, which is the latest installment in this series. And when I saw it, the first thing that came to mind, just the pictures, the graphic, was Power Rangers, right?
The concept is the same, whether it's superheroes or Power Rangers. It's a group of kids that come together and, you know, go off and have adventures, which is really kind of like what every kid, every boy growing up kind of dreams about. I got the idea for the cover from this picture of a superheroes, but they're like lined up one next to the other, mm-hmm. to the other, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. a Justice League or Avengers type of pose. It's also about, you know, that thing that every kid has, which they want to be part of a group and, you know, that share their interest. And in this case, the Lucha Libre Club.
Can I ask you about some of the elements of this book? I mean, most notably is the fact that these books are bilingual through and through. What was the thinking behind making this a bilingual series?
You know, a lot of kids, when they're recent immigrants, when they first arrive, mm-hmm. They don't know English. And I think it would be kind of like a tool to help them because for a lot of kids, this is their out. This is their ladder to go to a higher place, higher rung, if you will. Which is why when Cinco Puntos wanted to do the series, I was really happy because I knew that they were going to do it as bilingual.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who think they have a great idea for a book or a kid series or something like that. It seems like you've hit on something. I mean, not only have you been picked up by Scholastic now, but kids are really talking about this book. Have you thought about, though, I mean, I must ask, it seems to me you're sort of sitting on something very special here. Has anyone from Hollywood tapped you on the shoulder yet?
Well, not yet, but you never know. Right now, I'm focused on putting out the stories, writing the books, and I always tell people if something like that was to happen down the road, it'd be very cool to see your characters basically being played out on the screen. That would be really, really cool.
For now, a lot of middle schoolers have discovered The characters of Javier Garza. He is a teacher, an author, an artist from the Rio Grande Valley. His latest, Maximilian and the Lucha Libre Club. Javier, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us, and congratulations.
Glad to do it. No, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.